This time, it slapped down its tail with such deliberate force that a wave tipped the boat violently to the left, so much so that the tip of the mast itself nearly reached the water. Barrels, the cooking tent, cauldrons, brooms, Norbert's precious map table, his table and chairs, his rugs and his bird cages, hysterics, forks, pails and vegetables all were washed away in a flood of thigh-deep water as the boat dipped so crazily that it almost seemed in peril of tipping over entirely. Both Fishlegs and Kamikaze had lost their grip on what they were holding on to and were washed off by the force of the wave. But the ticking thing had caught around the mast, and Hiccup remained on the boat. For a second, it seemed as if the boat would upend completely, and then it righted itself again and swung back equally wildly in the other direction, flinging Norbert back over the edge and spinning him to the centre of the deck. Again, it seemed uncertain that the ship would find its centre of balance, but it rocked back eventually and rolled drunkenly forward, directionless now that there was no one at the wheel. Most of the crew was washed off into the stormy seas. The deck was ankle-deep in water, stained a bloody red. I'm sorry for those of you who are squeamish, but it was. Those crew that remained were either concentrating in putting out the fire on one of the sails before it spread. The Leviathorgan had shot out another flaming sting before it dived back into the sea, and it had passed straight through the end sail, setting it alight. Or they were on their knees, praying to the great god Thor. Some, indeed, thought that the Leviathorgan was the incarnation of Thor himself, come down in judgment upon them for their temerity in daring to cross the uncrossable waters, and its stings were Thor's lightning bolts raining down upon them. Many had now abandoned the American Dream 2 as a hopeless cause, a lost ship, and were even now striking out for land as their only hope of survival. Kamikaze and Fishlegs were in the sea. Fishlegs had got hold of one leg of Norbert's map table, which was floating upside down in the water, and he looked down and found himself staring at the great black form of the giant Leviathorgan swimming just 10 metres below him. "It's all right," screamed Kamikaze. "It's going for the boat." And then they both turned white. Hiccup was still on the boat. Hiccup had unfortunately tied the ticking thing to his wrist a little too carefully with one of Stoic's foolproof never-go-wrong slipknots, and he was having difficulty untying himself. "Come on, come on, come on," he muttered, desperately trying to untangle himself. "Help me bite it apart, Toothless," he said. And the little dragon worked at the rope with his sharp little gums to no avail. "Hurry up, hurry up," screamed Hiccup. "Okay, that's it," said Toothless, folding his wings and stopping biting. "Toothless not help the big mean master if he be cross with poor Toothless.